Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for another opportunity, amen, to come share a word of encouragement, a word of inspiration, amen, on this weekly podcast, always building the kingdom of God here on earth, always lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God, amen, for allowing me, amen, to just be able to share a word, amen. All we need is just one word from the Lord, amen, that would change our whole life, that would change our whole sense of direction in life, amen. I thank God, amen, because God has called us to a great work, amen. God has called you and I to a specifically and divine work here in the earth, amen. And we should always be busy building the kingdom of God here on earth, always lifting up the name of Jesus. As I always say, the word of God says, and this comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, if I will be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Amen. So I just wanted to stop by this morning, amen, to share a word from you out of the book of Matthew. Amen. Out of the book of Matthew, chapter 10. Hallelujah. Verses 1 through 15. Amen. And what it is in the instructions to the disciples. How many of you know that God calls us to be disciples? Amen. Disciples are ones who follow their teacher or follow their leader closely. Amen. And they imitate and do what their teacher does. Amen. So the disciples followed Jesus closely. They watched him. They learned from him. Amen. And they did exactly the things that he did. They went around. They shared the gospel. Amen. So we are called to be disciples of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ gave them some instructions. He said that you are my disciples. Now you go make more disciples. Amen. Now you go make more followers of me, amen, and teach them how to share the gospel, amen. Teach them to tell the people about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. So verse 10 tells us, hallelujah, says, and when he, meaning Jesus, had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Amen. See, one thing about it is when God calls us, amen, unto him, amen, not only does he call us or summon us, amen, but he gives us power. Amen. He gives us that dominant power, amen, to come against all unclean spirits. He gives us the power, not only to come against those spirits, amen, because this is a spiritual, or we always in a spiritual or warfare, amen. So God give us the power to overcome and come against all these unclean spirits. And he also give us the power to cast them out. Hallelujah. He also give us the power to heal all kinds of sickness and disease. Hallelujah. So the word of God says in verse 2, said, now the name of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, who is called Peter, Andrew, his brother, James, and the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip, and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebarinus, whose surname is Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 disciples sent forth and command, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles or into the way of the Samaritans, enter ye not. But go whether to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. See, we got to go to the lost sheep. Amen. We got to go to those who are lost. We got to go to those who's not saved. We got to go to those, amen, that doesn't believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and persuade them and encourage them to believe and receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God give us power to do so. It reminds me in the scriptures, amen, when Jesus was ascended up, he told the apostles, he said, wait here and tarry here in Jerusalem and wait on the promise. And the promise was the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And once they received the promise, he told them, now you go out into Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth and preach the gospel. Amen. So they had to be empowered to do just that. And so when God calls us to be disciples, amen, to be followers of him and to make more disciples, amen, he empowers us to come against all unclean spirits that may possess those individuals, amen, that we come across. Not only do he give us power to come against those spirits that will be coming against us, he give us the power to cast those spirits out of those individuals. He also give us the power to heal those that we may come across that may have all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for empowering us. So God told his disciples, he said, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Amen. How many of us are going out, amen, seeking those who are lost? Seeking those who don't know Christ to introduce them to Christ. Amen. Because God has empowered you as a disciple. Amen. Don't you know it costs to be a disciple? It costs us to be a follower of God. Amen. And we have to count up the cost. We have to count up the cost for the calling that's on our life. Amen. We don't want to forfeit or put aside what God has called us to do. Amen. Like a lot of people are. Amen. God has called you to be a disciple. He's called you to be his follower. He's called you to continue to carry the baton. Amen. And sharing the gospel to the lost sheep. Amen. Of the house of Israel. And the word of God says this. Hallelujah. In verse 7 in Matthew chapter 10. It says, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Amen. And as ye go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So we got to preach and let them know that we're in a time, brothers and sisters, that the kingdom of God is at hand. It's time to repent. It's time to turn our life around. Amen. Because God's kingdom is at hand. We do not know what day, we don't know what hour when the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, shall return, amen, to get his church, to get the bride, amen. So we got to be busy going out seeking the lost. We got to be busy going out seeking the lost sheep, amen, to bring them back into the sheepfold, to bring them back into the body of Christ, amen. God have empowered us. In verse 1, it said, when he called it and took him, his 12 disciples, amen, he gave them power. Hallelujah. We have power to come against the devil. The word of God tells us, he said, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. So you have power. You have dominus power within you. Amen. To do what God has called you to do. And what God has called us to do is to go preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Not only do he want us to preach, amen, but he want to use us to heal the sick. He want to use us to cleanse the lepers. He want to use us, empower us to raise the dead. Hallelujah. He want to empower us and give us power to cast out devils. For the word of God said, freely you have received it, freely we should give. Freely God has empowered us, freely we should give away that power. We should lay hands and give off that anointing or power that God has put on our life to heal, set free, deliver, God's people, to heal, set free those who are lost that's out there in the world, amen, who don't know Christ, amen. God has empowered us. He has given us instructions as disciples. He has given us instructions as followers of Christ. He has passed down the baton to do the same work that he had done while he was here doing his earthly ministry. Amen. And we as disciples had to follow him closely. We had to watch him and study him and mimic him and do what he have done here on the earth. Amen. And that's to preach the gospel, preach that Jesus Christ came, he died, he rose from the dead, and he ascended on the right hand of God. Amen. And to let people know that the kingdom of heaven, hallelujah, is at hand. We have to be busy by building the kingdom of God here on earth, always lifting up the name of Jesus. We got to be busy in healing the sick. We got to be busy in cleaning the lepers. We got to be busy in raising the dead, the spiritual dead. Amen. We got to be busy in casting out those people that possess with devils, that possessed with evil spirit, because God said he has given us the power to come against unclean spirits and to cast them out. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said, for freely we have received the power of the Holy Ghost, freely we should give. Hallelujah. The Bible says that when he sent us on our journey, he said, provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses. Hallelujah. Nor a script for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet for the workman is worthy of his meat. Amen. So when God sent you on a mission, God said, don't worry about, hallelujah, what you're going to have. Don't worry about silver. Don't worry about gold. Don't worry about brass in your purse. Don't worry about taking that on your journey. Amen. Don't worry about no coats, neither no shoes, because God will always give you provision for your vision. Amen. God will always provide for you for the mission and the call that he have for you. Hallelujah. As you go preach the gospel. So he said, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And the word of God encourages us. He said, and to whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who is worthy, and there and bow until you go. Hallelujah. And when you come into a house, salute it. When you come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. Amen. See, everywhere we go, we should have peace with us, because the word of God said we should prepare our shoes with a preparation of the gospel of peace. Everywhere we go, people of God, we should have the peace of God with us. Every house we go in, we should salute that house with peace in the name of Jesus. Jesus always saluted his disciples. He always encourages his disciples and people of God. He always said, peace be unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. So the word of God said, don't take nothing on your journey. Don't worry about nothing. God's going to provide for you. He always places somebody in your way to be a help to the ministry and the calling that God have on your life as a disciple and a follower of him. Hallelujah. So the word of God in verse 11, chapter 10 of Matthew, it says, and whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who it is worthy. And there abide till ye go theirs, until you go hence, abide there. If that house is worthy, amen, abide there. Speak the word of God there. Minister to there, amen. And when you come into a house, salute it. For if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return back to you. Hallelujah. And whosoever shall not receive you. See, a lot of people's not going to receive you and I. Amen. As we go out and do the work of a disciple. Amen. As we go out and share the word of God, as we go out and minister, a lot of people, amen, is not going to be receptive to you. Amen. Because why? They're still lost. They're still living in the world. They still are possessed with an unclean spirit that comes against the word of God. Amen. And they're not going to be receptive. They're not going to receive you. Amen. So the word of God says, whoever house We're not talking about a physical building, like a 3 or 4 bedroom house. We're talking about a house, an individual, a vessel, a person. Amen. So it said, if that house be worthy, if that person be worthy, amen, for you to be ministered to him, that's receptive of the word, amen, that's willing to accept their healing, that's willing to accept their deliverance, amen, that's willing to be or heal from their dis-ease in life through the power of God and through the word of God, amen. It said, let your peace remain there, or let your peace come upon him, amen. But if, amen, that person or that individual or that house is not worthy, let your peace remain back, return back to you. The Bible says this in verse 14, hallelujah. And I thank God for everyone that's listening. I hope you get some out of this, amen. And always thanking you for tuning in to the inspiring, encouraging message, amen, as God used me to build his kingdom here on earth, amen. And what God has given us today is instructions to the disciples, instruction to us as followers of God. Amen. And he tells us, amen, he says that when he calls us, he empowers us, amen, to minister. He empower us to come against any unclean spirit. He empower us to cast them out. He give us the power to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Amen. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. If he empowered his disciples back then, he's still empowering his disciples today, amen, through the power of the Holy Ghost. So God said, when I call you, man or woman of God, and I send you on a mission, I send you on a task, amen, I send you on a journey to preach the gospel, to let people know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he said, don't worry about your journey. Don't worry about silver. Don't worry about gold. Don't worry about brass in your purses. Amen. Don't worry about shoes. Amen. Don't worry about coats, because a workman is worthy of his meat. God will provide for you as you do the work of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it says this in verse 13. He said, if that house be worthy, if that person be worthy. Hallelujah. Because a lot of people ain't worthy. They're not living worthy. Amen. And a lot of people out there is not receptive to receive, amen, the word of God. Verse 14 says that who in Matthew 10, it said, and whosoever shall not receive you when you come to them, when you come to their house, amen, if it's not worthy and they will not receive you, nor hear your words. Amen. Because our words is not our words. Our words is God's word that he's speaking through us. So it said that if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if the house not worthy, let your peace return back to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of the house or that city. Watch this now. It says, shake off the dust of your feet. Hallelujah. Shake your dust off your feet. Amen. And go to another house. Go to another individual that will be found worthy to receive your words, which is the word of God. Amen. And be acceptable to the word of encouragement and inspiration word that you're speaking to them. And they found worthy. He said, let your peace be upon him. Amen. That because he's receiving you. But if that house does not receive you, or that person does not receive you, it said depart. Don't waste too much time on that individual. But what we can do is pray for that individual, that God touches heart and touches mind. But don't waste too much time, because time is too important for us to be building the kingdom of God. So he said, if that person does not receive the words or receive you, he said, when you depart from that house or that city or that individual, shake off the dust from your feet. Hallelujah. For he said, verily, that word verily means truly, I said to you, it would be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than that city and or that person, amen, or that house, because they did not receive the word of God. Did I receive you as a man or a woman of God that's bringing forth the word, that's preaching in the word, amen, to get them saved, to bring in the lost sheep? I want to encourage that it's a lot of lost sheep out there. And we have to be busy seeking out the lost. Jesus said that if one is strayed from the 99, wouldn't he leave the 99 to go seek that one lost sheep? Amen. And he said once that one lost sheep is returned back. And I'm paraphrasing here. Once that one sheep has been brought back to the sheepfold, once that one person has left the body of Christ and you go out and regain that person. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, he said, when you see your brother overtaken in a fault, ye who are spiritual, go and restore such a one, lest you be tempted. Amen. The word of God said that it's more rejoice in heaven over that one being restored back, over that lost sheep. Amen. In heaven. Heaven rejoice when we return back the lost sheep. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God says in 16, said, for I will send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. But be therefore wise as a serpent and humble and harmless as a dove. Amen. God is going to send us out on a journey. That's our instruction, as sheep amongst wolves. Amen. Out there in this evil and wicked generation. But know that God has empowered you to come against anything that may try to come against you. Amen. Great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. God has given us some instructions. The instruction God has given us that he empower us is to go and cast out, amen, unclean spirits in the name of Jesus. Heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Preach the gospel. Encourage and let them know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. It's time to give our life to God. Amen. And when you're on that journey, don't worry about anything. God is going to prepare someone to be a help and a blessing to your ministry, to the work that God has called and instructed you to do. Amen. And when you go to a house, and that house is worthy, or that individual is worthy, and that's receptive to the words that you're speaking, which is life, which is the word of God, let your peace remain. But if they're not receivable of your word, and they don't want to receive the words that you're saying, when you depart from that house, that individual, that city, shake the dust off your feet. Don't spend too much time on an individual that's not ready to give their life to Christ. Pray for them. Encourage them, pray for them, that God touch their mind, touch their heart, that they will give their life to Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you again, amen, for always tuning in. I hope I said something that was inspirational and encouraging, amen, in the Lord. Thank you for praying for me, Deacon Mario McGill, knowing that I'm always building the kingdom of God here on earth, always lifting up the name of Jesus. God has given us some instructions as disciples, amen, and that's to carry the gospel into the world, and he has empowered us to do that, amen. Do not fear, because God is with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll always be with us to the end. God bless you. Continue to pray for me as I do for you. In Jesus' name, amen.